So, you've been slogging away through obstacle after obstacle, and you've finally arrived at the end of your tether, ready to give up, ready to lay down and die. Now what? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. I don't know how it's been for you, but for me, many's been the time in life, and indeed in ministry, where it's felt as though God's provision would run out. That feeling of finding yourself in an absolutely impossible situation where nothing short of a miracle will do. Well, it's not nice, is it? There was a widow in the middle of a drought that God had brought about because of Israel's disobedience. She had just a little bit of flour left in a jar and a few drops of oil in a jug. She was about to gather wood to cook the final meal for herself and her son before laying down to die. All of a sudden, Elijah stumbles on the scene, seemingly out of nowhere. He's starving too, so 1 Kings chapter 17, verses 13 and 14. Elijah says to the woman, "Don't worry, go home and cook your food as you said. But first, make a small piece of bread from the flour that you have and bring it to me. Then cook some for yourself and your son. The Lord, the God of Israel, says that the jar of flour will never be empty and the jug will always have oil in it. This will continue until the day that the Lord sends rain to the land." Sounds impossible, doesn't it? But then God specializes in the impossible. When everything that you've tried hasn't worked, when you're at the end of your tether, when you're about to have your last meal and lay down to die, remember this: God is the God who specializes in the impossible. And that's God's word, fresh for you today. Hey, there is such incredible power in the word of God, the power to lift you up, the power to get you through, the power you need in those impossible situations. So let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and head across to the Media Lounge, where you'll find literally thousands of messages on all sorts of different subjects, conveniently arranged and categorized so that you can find exactly the teaching that you need for today. Again, you'll find that Media Lounge at ChristianityWorks.com. I'll catch you next time.